Hello. Today we're going to be doing Genesis chapters 25, 26, and 27. 25 starts off with the death of Abraham. He's lived a long life. He gives a little bit of his life after Sarah's death. And then it launches pretty quickly into the descendants of Isaac and talks about Jacob and Esau, and ends that chapter with Jacob stealing or taking his brother's birthright for a bowl of porridge, as we all know. So anyway, it's an interesting chapter. It's a continuation of the idea of God is refining the promise to Abraham, and he continues to do it by contrasting sons. Remember, we started off with Cain and Abel. We started off with Adam and Eve and their sons Cain and Abel. There was a contrast. And then Cain kills Abel, and then there's Seth. And then there's this contrast between Seth and Cain, good and bad. And then that leads all the way up to the flood. And then Noah has three sons. But there are two of them that are particularly called out. There's Shem and Ham, and Ham is the one that is cursed, and Shem is the one through whom Abraham ultimately comes about. So always this conflict of sons. And then we have Abraham, and he has the conflict of Ishmael and Isaac. And then we get to Isaac, and he has two sons, Jacob and Esau. And there continues to be a conflict. There's always a good and a bad, a good and a bad, a good and a bad. We see this over and over and over again. So then we get to chapter 26, and it is interesting how history always repeats itself, because that's the story of Isaac and Abimelech. And if you remember, Abraham had the similar problem, and it's where he has decided that they're going to see Rachel. She's beautiful. They're going to kill him so they can have her. And so he says, Rachel, say you're my sister. And technically they're more like cousins, but they are definitely related. And so anyway, we see that those ideas continue on. And then we get down to chapter 27, and this is a very famous section. This is the section where it talks about how Jacob completes his stealing of Esau's birthright, and now he's going to steal the blessing from his father as Isaac is about to die. And so he goes through the trickery that Jacob and his mother Rachel performed. That ends up with making Esau so mad he wants to kill his brother. Rebecca. Rebecca decides that she wants Jacob out of there, so she goes to Isaac and says, let's not let Jacob marry someone from the Canaanites, let's send him back to my brother, and that's how the story ends. So enjoy the reading. Again, these are passages that were very well known, and I hope you enjoy and look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Take care.